Om Shanti.
Today our topic is give blessing and receive blessing. Last Murli Bap Dada gave this homework to all of us for these 10 days. Continue to give blessing and receive blessings. I hope all of you have accumulated lot of blessings and then few days more to accumulate, because when Bap Dada comes, he will check again our homework. In Hindi, the word Baba used in the Murli, the word blessing reminds me bhakti word, isn't it? Blessing. In Christian bhakti or Hindu bhakti, Baba used the word dua. Continue to give dua to others. You know, in India, when we use this word dua, it means from my heart, I always want to give happiness to every soul. Let there be continuous, constantly happiness in others' life. Let everyone experience, we call it without bad omens, you know, always good days in life. Because the word dua means, when it is used, this word, when someone is sick, physically sick, or is in the hospital, is not getting well, so in bhakti we will say, give them dua, means give them such blessing that he gets well. Sometimes medicine does not work, but dua, the blessings of everyone's heart, works on the soul. So the definition of blessing is, let there be continuous, from my heart, the vibration, the feeling, thoughts emerging, that let this soul, let that soul be constantly happy in life, not have any sorrow in the life, a life which is free from sorrow. So to give blessing, how can I give blessing? And when to give blessing? You know, in our Brahmin life, for Brahmins, do we need blessings? Baba said once in the Murli, Brahmins need love and cooperation. The devotees, they need blessings. Agyani needs knowledge. For Brahmins, this is the blessing. Give them love. Give them cooperation. Let's say someone comes in front of me, has very disturbed mind, upheaval in the intellect. At that time, I must give blessing, dua. So what is the thought I create in my mind in order to stabilize the mind, intellect of others, one who is disturbed? Let's say a Brahmin soul comes in front of me, very disturbed, upheaval, stages up and down. At that time, I have to give blessing. What thought, what vision I must create at that time? So last year Baba said in the Murli, when any Brahmin soul come in front of you, think, this is a soul who came 5,000 years ago, has come again. Is a Brahmin soul, tapasvi soul, a soul who has come to claim his or her inheritance again. Is my brother or sister. So I give the thought, pure thought, or we can call it good wishes, vibration, Baba. So I connect now with Baba. Baba, as you gave me peace, happiness, stability, I also give as a master, bestower of blessing to this soul, the stability, the peace and happiness. So that time, bringing these thoughts in the mind will help the other soul to stabilize. So let's say these thoughts are not coming in my mind. At that time, the one who is disturbed, my mind gets pulled by their disturbance. Then I will not be able to do the task which Baba gave me to do. So it means I have to always, in order to give blessing, I have to remain in the stage of detached observer. As Baba looks at the part of each and every soul, I, the soul, bestower of blessing, become detached observer and give blessing to the soul. I think without this stage of observer, detached observer, in Hindi we call Sakshi, Sakshi Drishta, is just to be totally detached. As Baba mentioned yesterday, that the intellect is not influenced by the effect of action. So, no influence on my thinking about anyone's part. If it is, there is influence, I will have this blockage in my mind. I will not be able to give the blessing. In very simple words, blessings means pure thoughts, isn't it? Pure thoughts, elevated thoughts, powerful thoughts, happy thoughts, encouragement thoughts, thoughts which can uplift someone's life. So when I am in that very deep, in that soul conscious stage, very spiritualized stage, very pure state of mind, that vibration can help other soul. My experience of this is that to give blessing means constantly be aware of my task as a Brahmin. So what is my task as a Brahmin? Baba always mentions in the Murli, the Brahmin task is to bring benefit. In other words, this word benefit to me seems very little bit ordinary, but in Hindi Baba uses the word, the task of Brahmin is to do kalyan. Kalyan word is someone has done wrong to you, constantly wrong, reacting to you, damaging you, doing all sorts of negative things to you, and yet in your heart for that soul always is emerging the thoughts, the words of kalyan, that let this soul be also happy in life. Let there be also constantly benefit, kalyan in his life. You know, in India we have one of the scripture, Mahabharata. So in Mahabharata, they show Brahmins, Lokic Brahmins. These Brahmins, wherever they go, they are in white dress and they always have hand like this. So whosoever comes in front of them, they only use this word, may there will be kalyan for you, a benefit for you, or The word Kalyan means something which you never thought that those days of happiness will come back to you in your life. Let there be that happiness come back to your life. So these are the Brahmin words, Kalyan, which Baba also uses, but in English we call benefit. Benefit is actually in the Lokic world we use the word. When we go to the bank, we get benefits, we get in the job some benefits, you know. But much, much more than this word benefit is Kalyan, you know. So, to give blessing, to receive blessings, the mind does not have to think that why should I give you blessing? Because you gave me blessing. I go beyond even this thought, isn't it? Blessing means there is no logic even. I am in that stage of bestower, giver, and I am constantly giving. Not even thinking that this soul did not give me, why should I give? So going beyond these thoughts is the stage which I have to achieve, the stage of giver. In other words, being away from the influence of the external world, being away from the influence of negativity. A mind which is free from all these influences can do such a work of kalyan, can give dua, can give blessing. Otherwise, I think it will be sometimes I give, sometimes I think, why should I give or how much I should give. But a mind which is free from these physical influences, only that mind can do. And the second, a mind which is constantly under the attraction of Baba, only that mind can do such work of giving blessing to others. Because this is called, in other words, mansa seva, service through the mind, giving blessing. So in other words, even to give blessing to others, this thought only can come to that mind, a mind which is being attracted by Baba. If the mind is attracted by the materialistic world or limited benefit, thinking, that mind cannot do such a great task. So to give and receive blessing, so three things I have to also do. One is, to even receive blessing, I must learn to tolerate. Tolerance, power is needed to receive blessing, isn't it? Let's say someone reacted to me or got angry. At that time, I reacted, I'm not giving blessing. I am also giving reaction. So tolerating whatever is happening in front of me, tolerance power, it means I don't even feel that someone has reacted. Because if it goes into feeling, I will not be able to give. So one power I need to receive blessings from other is tolerance power. And the second I need the power to love others. Because one is tolerate, that means my mind is not disturbed, whatever scene came in front of me. Second, I was able to give love. The third is, in order to receive blessing, constantly keeping my heart always pure. Shubhavana, shubhkamana, total pure. Not any kind of hurt feeling. Because if I receive any kind of sorrow, I will not be able to give a blessing. So in order to receive blessing, I need these three. Because I have noticed, let's say, I want to give, I created the thought to give, but the thought doesn't reach to others. My blessing does not reach to others. Why? So it is like this, you know, these beads, you know, rosary. So the thread does not go through the beads. I created beautiful thought in my mind, blessing thought, good wish thought, pure thought, but it does not reach to others' heart. What is the reason? No, I might say, well, I give always blessing. No, I always think good thoughts for their soul. But what is the reason it is not reaching to others? So you must have noticed, you know, these beads, when you put the thread, if the bead is rough inside, the thread will not go through. It is the same thing. The thought is pure, positive, good, but my bhavana, bhavana, the word feelings, my inside feelings are not completely pure. So that's why it does not reach to others' heart. Because if blessing reaches to others' heart, others' heart also should feel, isn't it? Should feel that you gave me happiness. So one of the signs of receiving and giving blessing will be that never ever we will have any worry about anyone, anything. Our mind will be free from worry. Befikar, Baba says, you will be free from worry. That is the sign that my life is running on blessing. If any kind of worry comes in my life, it means not enough income, isn't it? Like in the Laukik world, if you have plenty of wealth, what are the two signs that your mind will not go through? A lot of wealth. The sign is security. The sign is no confusion. Isn't it? Full. In the same way, in my life, the capital, the wealth of good karma, blessing, if it is more than enough, the sign is no insecure thoughts, no insecurity in the mind, and no confusion in the mind. So mind is free from these two. It means the wealth, the blessing in my account of karma is full. And if the mind is going through some kind of insecure thoughts, worry thoughts, frightened thoughts, revengeful thoughts or negative thoughts, what it means? That in my stock of good karma, the blessing in my karma is lacking. So therefore, this is the sign. How do I know that I am really receiving blessing and giving blessings? Because, you know, never ever having this thought that I have to do it. No, I love to do it. And second, I have more than enough that I can do it, isn't it? I have plenty in my stock. So in order to receive the blessing, these three qualities, and in order to give blessing, making sure that my stock is over full. And the stock is over full means, again these three things, being very alert, isn't it? Awake. Alert and awake during the day, because I am, when we are doing action, interaction, coming into the behavior of other souls, at that time I'm so alert and awake, and the third one, powerful. So I'm alert, awake, but not powerful, I can again be defeated, isn't it? So therefore, awake, alert and powerful state of mind is needed in order to continue to accumulate blessings. One sentence once Baba said, How do I know someone gives me blessing, you know? In what words they will say it is considered blessing. So that one sentence Baba said, when other person's heart says, you know, that I experience from you, the happiness, or I experience from you the good feelings. So it means they are giving you blessings. Because it is not in words they will say, oh, I like you, or I love you, or these kind of words, but they will say, I experience in your company the pure feelings which uplifts me, which gives them this rest and comfort. Now, sometimes people come in our company, they don't experience perhaps rest and comfort. Experience may be disturbance, so that is not blessing. The blessing is when they experience in our company that kind of feelings where they can experience a mental rest, you know, emotional rest, and very much comfort, like a mind which is very still. So it means that our blessings are working on them. So to receive blessing, one more thing I realized is that needs this very clean heart, swachh dil. Only through my clean heart I can give to others blessing. If the heart is mixture, I cannot give the blessing. You know, it is something like that, an aeroplane. Aeroplane can only go high above when there is no mixture in the fuel, isn't it? You know, in the same way, you know, my thoughts, my feelings are pure, only I can do such high work. So let there be clean heart, the feelings very, very pure, so that I can do such a great task. I think this is what Baba wants us at this time from our Brahmin life. Such a great task to do is to give blessing and receive blessings. So these few days more to go. So let's see our thoughts. That when you sit in meditation, just look at the quality of thoughts. What thoughts you are receiving? So you are receiving the thoughts of bringing benefit to humanity. That is the task mind is doing of giving blessing. So if the mind is occupied with the internal conflict or someone else sanskara, I am thinking that great task is not happening yet. Isn't it? So let just check, our thoughts when you sit in meditation especially, that what thoughts are coming in the mind of bringing benefit, serving humanity, these kind of thoughts are coming, that means the right task mind is doing of giving to others, thinking about serving to humanity, giving good thoughts to humanity, and so that is called giving blessings. So now we will sit again, so 1 hour in meditation. So we will go 3 level. 1, we will stabilize our mind in the stage of bestower of blessing as a master. So first, we will give our purest thoughts to all the Brahmin family. Then we will go to devotees. Then we go to the rest of the world. So let's do this task through our mind. Om Shanti.